welcome to Grad Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. Grad Audio goes with a booklet called Grad, which can be downloaded for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. There's also a workbook to help you digest the content. Grad was originally meant as a support for first-year students at university, but most of the content is relevant to anyone who is studying. It is loosely organized according to the four terms of the academic year, but you can dip in and out as you wish. The chapters don't build on each other. Let's talk about managing money. Understanding money and how to get the most out of it is an essential skill for happy adulting. Mastering good financial habits now will help you stay focused on your coursework and will set you up to manage your financial future like a boss. A money plan or a budget gives you clarity about how much money you have and what you plan to spend it on. It's the best way to make sure you spend your money wisely and have enough when you need it. Here's how to get started. First of all, list and add up your monthly income. Include any money from an allowance, a bursary, a job, whatever. If you get any of your income in a lump sum, like a biannual bursary payout, divide the lump sum by the number of months you will need it to last for, then add that monthly amount to your monthly income. Secondly, list your expenses. And don't forget to include your regular monthly expenses such as transport, data, airtime, food, toiletries, entertainment, etc., and your irregular expenses, such as textbooks, hair appointments, or perhaps a trip home. If you're not yet sure what will be a realistic amount to spend on a category, put down your best guess and then adjust your budget as needed based on your actual spending. For irregular expenses like textbooks, work out how much you need to save each month. Include this as a saving in your budget and set this money aside each month to make sure you have enough money to buy the books when you need them. And then the third element, track your spending. No matter how small, each expense adds up. Keep tabs on your spending by using your banking app, your bank statements and receipts, and review how much you spend regularly to see if you're on track for the month. At the end of the month, compare your planned spending to your actual spending. You can do this using the budget planner in the text version of Grad, and it's very well set out in the workbook. So do have a look at that. If you find you consistently overspend in one category, you may need to adjust your budget. Sticking to a budget doesn't have to be a painful exercise. Treating yourself from time to time isn't bad, you just need to be sensible about it. Here's a tip. Work out how much you have to spend on food and entertainment every day. Divide the money you have in your budget for the month by the number of days in the month. If you overspend one day, you know you have less to spend the next day. For instance, you might want to make sure you spend less on weekdays so that you can spend a little more at the weekend. Now, how does one stay on track? Review your needs and your wants. Some of your expenses are essential needs, such as food, rent, textbooks. You need things to stay safe, healthy, and complete your coursework. Others are nice-to-haves, wants, like takeaways. There's nothing wrong with spending money on fun things, but you will have challenges if you don't budget for all your essential expenses first. And then save for emergencies. Even if you plan well, unexpected events and expenses happen. Maybe your phone gets stolen or you lose a textbook. To make sure you can cover any unplanned expenses, put a little away every month for emergencies, preferably in a separate account, so that you can't accidentally spend these savings. Include this in your list of budgeted expenses. Don't use this money for anything other than emergencies. No, running out of snacks never counts as an emergency. And then learn good spending habits. Be smart about how you spend your money. Get into the habit of checking and comparing prices for items and services at shops and online. And not only for big purchases, it's also worth doing for small items that you buy regularly. Consider buying items secondhand. You'll often snag a good deal at a great price. And a tip to stretch your money further, make the most of student discounts by asking for a discount wherever you can, or team up with friends to make the most of bulk 2-for-1 shopping deals. Reduce your bank fees. Bank on digital channels. Use your bank's app, internet, or phone banking platforms to reduce your fees. Cash withdrawals and in-branch transactions are more expensive. And where possible, don't use cash to pay for purchases. Rather use your card, as drawing cash can be expensive. And when you do draw cash, remember that cash back at till points will cost you less. Think about saving from the first month. Saving is a critical habit to learn if you ever want to build wealth. Even if you start small, start building this habit into your budget now. Learn about money. Money will be a central part of your future and your life. Take the time now to read about and better understand the principles of managing money well, making it grow, and avoiding easily made mistakes. There are many quality online resources and podcasts to make use of. Capitec offers a series of free online courses to make you money smart. Register at their livebetteracademy.com. livebetteracademy, all one word, .com. Or download the Livin' It Up mobile game to practice reaching your money dreams while having fun. If there's one money concept to make sure you understand as early as you can, it's compound interest. Compound interest is what makes money grow, and the more time you give it to grow, the more it will work for you. Let your money make money. When you save, you earn interest on your savings. The higher the interest rate, the more interest you earn. Over time, you will keep earning interest on your original savings, and you will also start to earn interest on the interest you've just earned, as long as you don't withdraw it. This is known as compounding. The growth may not seem like much at first, but given enough time, these repeated cycles of growth on growth make incredible things happen. Like a snowball rolling down a hill, gathering speed and increasing in size, your savings will grow the longer you leave them alone. When you start matters more than how much you save. Let's look at a few examples of the impact of time on your money. Kondiswa invests 500 rand per month, beginning at age 18. At age 28, she stops. She has invested a total of 60,000 rand over the 10 years. She never contributes again. But she doesn't withdraw any money from the account until she is 65, staying invested for a total of 47 years. Hlomla invests the same 500 rand per month, but he begins where Kondiswa left off. He begins investing at age 28 and continues the monthly 500 rand investment until he retires at age 65. He has invested for 37 years, contributing a total of 222,000 rand, as opposed to, remember, Kondiswa, who invested 500 rand a month over 10 years for a total of 60,000 only. Even though Hlomla has contributed nearly four times as much as Kondiswa, she has still reached retirement with slightly more money than he has, simply because she started saving 10 years sooner than he did. She will have just over a million rand at age 65, while Hlomla will have just under a million rand. And then as a final example, consider Tandi. She invests 500 rand per month beginning at age 18 and continues investing until retirement at age 65. She has invested for 47 years and contributed a total of 282,000 rand. Although she has only contributed 60,000 rand more than Tlomla, she can retire with 1 million rand more than he does, simply because she started saving 10 years sooner. The moral of the story, if you start early enough, time will contribute more to your savings than you ever could. So start building a savings habit now, even if it's at first just to build an emergency fund. Once you graduate, prioritize saving and investing from your very first paycheck. Don't worry if it's only a small amount at first. You have time on your side to do all the heavy lifting for you. Let's just quickly look at some money terms that you will come across. There are a lot of technical terms when we talk about money. Don't let it intimidate you. It's really not that complicated. Here are some of the common terms. The South African Reserve Bank. That is the central bank of the Republic of South Africa. The primary purpose of the bank is to achieve and maintain price stability in the interest of balanced and sustainable economic growth in South Africa. Then interest. Interest is essentially a fee. You can either pay interest in return for the benefit of borrowing money, or you can earn interest when you save or invest money. Interest is what allows your money to make money for you. It's also what makes credit an expensive way to buy things. Then there's something called the repo rate. That is the interest rate which commercial banks pay to borrow money from the Reserve Bank. So they will always charge you, the consumer, a higher rate, otherwise they couldn't exist as a business. Inflation. Inflation is the rate at which the general price of goods and services rises in an economy over time. Over time, inflation decreases the purchasing power of your money, meaning that you will be able to buy less with 20 rand a year from now than you can today. Ask your parents how much a loaf of bread or a packet of chips cost when they were kids, and you'll have a clear example of what inflation does to prices. That was episode 4 of Grad Audio. Remember, you can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast, and you will also find a very handy workbook on that page. Next time, we get really practical. We talk about managing food, feeding yourself on a very small budget. Do join us again. And until then, goodbye. Hambani kahle. Mwedwa.